the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Tisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, the blood.
Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Father God, I thank you this morning for your goodness, for your kindness. I thank you this morning for your understanding. I thank you this morning for your angels. And God, I know that these demons and devils and witches and sorcerers are under subjection to you. So this morning, I ask you, Father, bind them up, bind them up. Do not allow them to cause any pain, humiliation, misery, or sorrow. And Lord God, bind them up in the children of the men and women of God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, loose the captivity of the children, no matter what age. Father, I thank you this morning. Your word says every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. So I thank you this morning for your blood, and I sprinkle and apply your blood over each person on this line this morning, Father. And Lord, in you is completeness and wholeness. So I thank you that you're going to do, and you are doing, a complete and whole work in Jesus' name. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to share a little bit. Well, I don't have much anyway. But that angel was talking to me. I'm looking at what Wes Smith posted here. Heavenly Father, help us to prevent the devil from being able to hinder the power of our prayers. Okay. Praise God. maybe this message from this angel help that prayer right there. Because see, the angel told me something. And I had never really thought about it like this. Guess because I'm flesh and have the problem of filtering through the flesh the things of God. But I need somebody. I didn't even look this up. This was the first thing he said. I should have looked it up. Can somebody look up Revelation 4:11 for me and post it in the chat room? Revelation 4, chapter 4, verse 11. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. I didn't look it up. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. That I should have, I didn't look, I didn't have, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I hadn't looked it up, but I posted it here. The angel said this. Post this, maybe a couple people. He said, Erica, Satan opposes you because you are a potential source of pleasure to God. And then he gave me that Revelation 4:11. Did you get that? Satan opposes you because you are a potential source of pleasure to God. Can you post that? Satan opposes you because you are a potential source of pleasure to God. And then he gave me the Revelation 4:11. The angel said, he said, Satan's real enemy is God. But because he is powerless against God, he attacks that which is closest to the heart of God, you. Satan's real enemy is God, but because he is powerless against God, he attacks that which is closest to the heart of God, you and me. Angel said, Satan's main purpose of warfare is to pain God's heart, to insult God, to frustrate God's purposes in your life. He said the devil wants you to grieve God's heart by doubting God's integrity. And then he gave me, you know, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. You see, the angel answered a question that I had a long time in my own mind. And the question was, a lot of people come to me, you know that. I ain't never seen one come full with the angels of God. When God sends them to me, they full of demons. They full of demons, tormented by demons. And that's why the banner over me is Corinthians 4:5. The hidden things. God's going to bring out the hidden things of darkness, and then shall man have praise of God. So that's 1 Corinthians 4:5. So I always wondered, okay, God, this person is tormented like this. They're not even Billy Graham. I never even seen him lead nobody to the Lord. But yet and still, they take on this attitude like, you know, they the greatest thing to you, God. I just don't understand it. And I didn't. And until the angel made this clear to me and cleared up that question. Satan opposes you because you are a potential source of pleasure to God. Satan's real enemy is God. But because he is powerless against God, he attacks that which is closest to the heart of God. That just brought so much light in. You and I. Satan's main purpose of warfare is to pain God's heart, to insult God, to frustrate God's purpose in your life. Oh, I typed this up. I typed this up about, 2:00, 2:03 this morning. The devil wants you to grieve God's heart by doubting his integrity. But he didn't say his. He said by doubting God's integrity. Can 8 people type that? The devil wants you to grieve God's heart by doubting God's integrity. Can I just get maybe 3 people to post that? The devil wants you to grieve God's heart by doubting God's integrity. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Satan wants to abort the arrival of any miracle within your life that would bring glory to God. Do you get it? All this time you thought it was about you. It's about God. I'm going to repeat that. Satan wants to abort the arrival of any miracle within your life that would bring glory to God. Satan wants to paralyze your planning. Satan wants to abort your dreams. Satan wants to dilute your hope. But that angel said, Satan is a liar. But ain't that good to know? I mean, that just blessed my socks off. That angel said, understand this, Erica. Satan despises God. And the devil hates anything that receives God's affection. I mean, nobody ever explained it to me like this before. You see, the enemy is quite aware of God's unusual care and protection of you and I. So he reacts with unbridled resentment. Job 1:10, that's the scripture he gave me. Has not thou made an hedge about him? He was talking about Job. And about his house. And about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. And his substance is increased in the land. The angel said, don't allow anybody to stop you from your assignment again. I said, now, he said, I know you're confused. I'm going to straighten it up for you. He said, God has given you unusual knowledge about Lucifer, Satan, devils, demons, and evil human spirits that abide in the hearts of men and women. He said he's giving you unusual, and he wants you to teach it and teach it now more than ever. He said he didn't give it to everybody, and he's not going to. He gave it to you because he can trust you. He said, you have a trustful relationship with God. And God knows that he has taught you to understand that Satan is deceptive, that Satan is cunning, that Satan is manipulative, and that Satan is the father of all lies. He said, you believe this Bible you teach literally. I said, I do. I do. And I always will till I leave here. He said, God imparted that in your heart. He said, it has been shaken. It has been dumped out. The devil has tried it and tested it, and you have proved faithful. He said, this is something that you must always remember, and that is this. You will always have an enemy. I said, beg your pardon. He said, yeah. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He said, so you're going to have to always remember, you will always have an enemy. You're going to have to always remember that you were born into an adversarial environment. Your enemy is Lucifer, who became Satan. Your enemy is not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood people are simply channels and tools that your enemy uses. He said, look at Ephesians 6 and 12. Paul wrote, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The real enemy is Lucifer, Satan, the devil, demons, and evil human spirits that abide in the hearts of men and women. He said, God told you, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5 and 8. He said, I want to tell you the truth right now. I'm going to tell you the truth, and don't you forget it. See? He said, I'm going to tell you the truth about who Lucifer or Satan really is. I thought he was getting ready to tell me something deep. He said, Lucifer is an ex-employee of heaven. He said, that's all he is. He's an ex-employee of heaven. He's a fallen angel. He said, you already know that, but I want you to look at it plain and simple. He got fired. He got kicked off his job. Luke 10:18. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He says his efforts are intense because he knows that his time is limited. Then he gave me Revelation 12:12. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time, and his power to tempt you and I is unlimited. But I have no doubts, that's what the angel told me, God is faithful. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'm going to share these little tips with you. I know God put this in my heart, put these in my heart. Anything good is hated by everything evil. Your enemy is Satan, and those willing to become his instrument of torment and pain to others. Your enemy is limited and cannot control you nor the assignment that God has birthed within you. You can discern evil by its reaction to truth and to those who teach it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's Ephesians 6:12. He emphasized, you must completely understand that God's purpose in your battle is not your survival. Did you get that? That angelic spirit said that I must completely understand that God's purpose in my battle is not my survival, but my education. You see, you will never outgrow warfare. You simply must learn to win. Then he gave me Deuteronomy 8:1-1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. You need to really look at that. Well, put it like this. I need to really look at it. I did. To humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your own heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. I was told warfare always surrounds the birth of miracles. You got that? Warfare always surrounds the birth of miracles. Matthew 2:13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. I'm going to just share this with you. These, I kind of put these in the order as well, as it was given to me. It might not pertain to you. Only you, you know, I'm just sharing with you. You have to determine that yourself. The angel told me, have endurance and don't quit. And don't waste time any longer. Do what you have to do to fulfill your dreams in Jesus' name. Don't procrastinate any longer. Get busy with your dreams. Don't be lazy, because lazy people become losers and failures in life. Blessings are always better than miracles. Blessings are permanent solutions to long-time curses or hardships. Miracles are supernatural short-term solutions to hopeless situations. It is far better to walk in God's blessings. Now, this part here stuck. The angel led me to understand Abraham was blessed, and that Abraham is the example of blessings. When God called Father Abraham, he was just an ordinary man. However, God blessed him and made him a blessing. God did not just bless Abraham, but also extended the blessing to generations unborn. He really laid this heavy. People who connected themselves with Abraham became prosperous by the virtue of the blessing of God that was upon Abraham. Abraham's descendants became much more blessed than Abraham. Hebrews 7:7, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And without question, the person who has the power to give a blessing is greater than the one who is blessed. The Bible says that Father Abraham was greatly blessed by God. His son Isaac became very great, and his grandson Jacob became exceedingly great. What God did for Father Abraham, he is able to do for you too. That angel said, don't doubt the power of God in your life. Abraham's nephew Lot became prosperous because of his association with his uncle Abraham. He said, your life is a blessing to the people around you in the name of Jesus Christ. So you can read this when you get it. He gave me, read Genesis chapter 11, verse 24 through 30, talks about Abraham's grandfather and his genealogy. And then talks about all the way up to when Abram married Sarah. And God said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families, Christians of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3. That's what God told Abraham. And he just kind of went on to tell me that God made Father Abraham prosper. That's in Genesis 24, 34. I think that's right. God said, I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be what? Blessed. Blessed. It's my prayer for you in sharing this with you that you will become great, that your children will become very great, and that your grandchildren will become exceedingly great, because that is the plan and the purpose of God. So this morning, I want to say to you, may it be unto you according to your own faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I explained to you the enemy. I gave you the truth this morning of why he is the enemy. I gave you the truth this morning about his nature and his character. Don't doubt the power of God in your own life. And I pray this morning that your life becomes a blessing to the people around you in the name of Jesus. And I want you to remember, you will always have an enemy that is deceptive, that is cunning, that is manipulative, and that just happens to be the father of all lies. You will always have an enemy that hates everything that is good. And you see, brothers and sisters, it is absolutely good to have the blessing of God upon your life and the life of your generations. Amen. That's all I have this morning.
Yeah. been afraid, I've been a fool, but you never.
I just opened up your mic, 7937. Are you okay? 7937. I can't hear you. Y'all jumbled up. Are you all right? The last four on your phone is 7937. Are you okay? Are you all right? 7937. Are you okay? I feel like there's a problem. I just couldn't get a response.
Believe me, I've been ashamed, so far from you, but you always find me so high, so deep. Is your heart for me? You see my words, you see my art, there's no more pretending, yeah. You give it words and call it yours, you don't hold it against me. So high, so deep is your heart for me. There's only a level of love that you can hold me, and nobody knows it the way that you know me. Other than all I can see, other than I ever need, there's only a level of love that you show, love that you show, love that you show me. Only other than all I can see. Like nothing I've ever dreamed of, like nothing I've ever imagined to be true. There's no greater love. Nobody knows it the way that you know me. That's the way that you love me. Farther than I can see, farther than I ever reach. There's no greater love than the love that you show. There's no greater love than the love that you show me. Nobody knows.